Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Man, if you just survived all that damn rain that came through the south. Man, if you didn't have to get in a pontoon boat to get rescued, consider yourself lucky.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's
crazy. But they said some more stuff is like coming this weekend or something, Thursday or something like that. Anyway,
we should put out some years or that first weekend of April.
It's a mess.
It's a mess.
Whole mess.
But it's not a meteorology podcast or meteorology podcast.
Okay, I'm like, what are you tearing up over there?
We're in meteorology.
But hey, it's Tatiana with
it's Michael.
Yeah,
it's Parker. How you feeling today?
I'm good.
All right, well, thank y'all for tuning in to, once again, Watch for the Hook Wednesdays on Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. Small business podcast for small business owners. I just like the little extra I put on that.
It's so extra. I feel like I should be buying a box of cereal or something.
But it's the truth, you know. we talking real facts over here.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so today me and Ms. Parker are going to talk about, you know, just trying to help everybody understand concepts and the difference between having assets and having liabilities as being a business owners. And so one thing you got to understand about assets are something that brings value or
it's supposed to
or adds value to your business or your business structure or whatever you're doing in life.
Right.
You know, my wife is an asset because, you know, she married me. Snuck that in. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I got that one in.
I'm an asset because I married you. Or yeah, I'm gonna get on that pontoon boat and blow right on off of that because probably finna hurt your feelings.
I'm just saying, because you know, I've been married almost 14 years. So I feel like I crack a little jokes on my wife at times. But no. My wife is one of the biggest assets that I have in my life, if not the best asset, because I was lucky enough to marry her.
That's right.
She brings a lot of greatness to my life, and man, I'm telling you, I wouldn't be here without her.
So you're saying I add value?
You add a lot of value, child. You're the biggest asset I got. You might say I be the biggest ass at times, but you are the biggest asset that I have. And I want to tell you I appreciate
you. Well, thank you.
But so assets add value.
They sure do.
You know, and a lot of times people, I think now we're at that point where right now, in the second quarter of 2025, with small businesses, they got to load them assets up. They need them.
And you know what? Honestly, I would probably say they're not concerned about loading up assets. They're probably more concerned about not becoming a liability.
That is true. Because, man, they are not making it easy.
Nope.
And, you know, when you think of things that are assets, so like for us, you know, we tell people home ownership is one of the biggest assets that anybody can have.
Yes.
It was the lie that they told everybody from the jump. The American dream, a house and a picket fence, 2.5 kids and 2.2 dogs. Never understood the point.
No, hold on. I don't know.
Average just never worked for me.
No, it's okay though.
But always remember, when they were pushing this, home ownership was the main thing. Get you a home. Get you this. Get you that. What they always tell us. God ain't making no more lanes.
No, he ain't making no more. And by the time the volcanoes erupt and more is exposed, you won't be here.
Yeah. So even land, owning land, is an asset.
It is absolutely an asset.
There might not be nothing on there.
Nope.
But guess what you can do when you filling out forms for like credit applications and things of that nature?
Well, I don't want you filling out no form for a credit application. If you filling out a form for a loan application.
Oh, my bad. Loan application.
Not no credit.
Yeah. No. Loan. You got it.
Not no credit. Yeah. Then you absolutely can list that as an asset.
And
it looks even better if you're not paying a monthly note on it.
Exactly. So that's what we're saying. You want to make yourself look as good on paper as you can. Because, hell, you want yourself to be a damn asset.
Yeah, and not a liability.
Because you can have a credit score of 800. You brave it. Now, if your credit code 355, partner, use a liability.
I mean, but if you have a credit score of 800 and you don't own anything, then you still have no assets. You just got a lot of available credit, more than likely.
Which means you still liability.
Yeah. You available credit is an asset, but I mean, the bank can't, you know, take your available credit from you. They can take your asset for property from you. They can't just be like putting a hold on your credit card. So you can, that's revolving.
Yeah.
You can utilize that anytime. It comes and goes.
So revolving credit, you talk about that month over month stuff, right?
Yeah, and that's the credit card. You got that loan and credit. I got $17,000 credit limit.
We'll spend it all in one place.
It's paid off. And I got a zero balance. So now you have like a lot of available credit, but it's considered revolving because at any point in time, you can use it. Pay it off. Use it again. That's why it's revolving.
Yeah. And as they say, spend wisely.
Yeah.
Because you don't want your liabilities outweighing your assets.
Yeah, then it's bad. Then you're upside down.
Yep. So, you know it's liabilities? Car notes.
Yeah. Credit cards.
Car notes is one of the biggest liabilities you can have. And this is the weird thing. You know, I don't know if I'm going to call it weird. But, you know, not to diss the people that be living in apartments and all that good stuff. But sometimes you'll see a very expensive car or vehicle.
Or super huge SUV.
That somebody in an apartment and they're like, well, maybe they don't want a house.
That's true. That's very much possible.
That can be true.
Yes, very much possible.
But the liability.
The liability
of having something like that without having an asset like a house or a home who help balance that out.
Yeah.
Makes you look atrocious on paper. Really
yeah, I mean it doesn't necessarily shed you in the best light because at that point, yeah, on paper you are upside down.
Bottom side.
Yeah, you are very much bottom side up.
And when you
don't have anything to balance it out.
And that's the thing with life. Life is about a balancing act.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in the life is like a seesaw. All the little kids, we always on the seesaw at once in life. Seesaw was fun when you
when you're up.
Boy, when you come down, you hit your ass on that hard seat. Wow.
But or the ground.
Yeah. The main thing about it is the seesaw is less fun when it's when you're balancing it.
Yeah. It's not fun.
Yeah.
It ain't no highs or lows, you know?
Somehow that's how you want your life to be.
Yeah.
You want to kind of teeter totter.
You do.
Stay even keel. Not do nothing too outrageous.
Yeah, the thrill factor.
Yeah, you staying in there, staying together. Because listen, lots of times people will get themselves in financial trouble because they're trying to floss.
Yeah, living above your means, trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Still ain't figured out who the Joneses
are. Me either, but I darn sure ain't.
But I know because Jones is one of the most common names in American history.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I don't know why they didn't say keeping up with the Smiths.
Or the Williams. I don't know. Either way, I ain't trying to keep up with them.
I guess Jones was first in the alphabet when it came to thinking about them.
I ain't trying to keep up with them, so it don't even matter to me.
And so that's the main thing. When we're talking about assets and liabilities, we want people to try to look forward to obtaining assets. You know, it's going to be hard to get more than what you want out of life. And that is just the way life is. They were like, man, you know, so-and-so got this and so-and-so got that. You know, but they, you know, they did it like this. There are millions of ways to gain assets.
If not, at the very least, many ways.
Exactly.
For you to be able to gain assets. Your path and my path aren't the same.
No, they're not. But you want people to think about obtaining assets because that's how you build a legacy.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to have a foundation.
Yeah, but you also have to understand that it's not a speedy, expedited process for most. Notice it's it for most.
This takes years on average.
For most. Some people, you know, are fortunate enough to be born into certain situations. Mm-hmm. Some more often than not are not fortunate.
Yeah.
And they have to kind of build it from scratch.
And it's going to take the most valuable asset that you have that you can never get back to obtain assets. No time.
Mm-hmm.
You got to.
And some willpower.
Blood, sweat, and
a little bit of willpower to say no. Yes. To maybe dining out. Say no to maybe that trip or that weekend getaway.
And take that vacation.
Yeah, baby. I can't take that vacation.
Can't take that vacation no more.
Listen, sometimes it's, I can't take that vacation this year. Or I couldn't take it last year. I can't take it this year. And the rate I'm going, I won't be able to take it next year. How you feel about that situation?
It's going to be all worth it.
Man, you better.
That's one
be.
Thing I know. It's going to be all worth
it. Better. Because that is very much a scenario. Like,
oh, yeah.
The impact isn't for a short time. Sometimes the impact is for a long time. Yeah. Sometimes the impact is for half a damn decade.
Yeah.
Okay.
And those type of situations, you know, you have to, as I got to say, you got to see it through.
Been not vacationing for half a decade.
Been not vacationing for half a decade.
Vacationing. To the standard I like. Okay.
Yes.
But they own the game.
What do you say? Some things have to be sacrificed.
Yeah, yeah. And the sacrifice could be to maybe do a minimal little something versus your typical classic big something, right? Yes. Sometimes you just have to check a box.
Yes. And you know some that sacrifice will help you gain an asset.
Sure hope so. Better be worth it.
It will be. Because that's just how life is.
Better be worth it.
It is ups and downs and ups and downs. And on the ups, you get the vacation.
Absolutely.
And on the downs, you got to
eat not your vacation.
You got to not eat. You got to not vacation. Eat.
You got a vacation at your house.
Barbecue grill it is. Yep. Barbecue grill. We're going to barbecue over there.
Oh, that's
somebody
hilarious.
Get the chicken, no steak.
Yeah, that's right. That's
right. But what they say, a lot of business people will often tell you, nobody gave a damn about the struggle.
Nope.
All they want to see is a success.
That highlight reel.
Yeah. See, us, we tell you about the struggles. You got to give it to you real raw and uncut because that's just how it is.
Yeah, it's the truth.
And, you know, for those who don't want to struggle, we hope that you get lucky enough not to have to struggle when you try to get into this business world.
That would be ideal.
But 99.9% of business owners is
struggling. Yeah, I'm still struggling. And honestly, I don't even want to say they struggle or they're still struggling. Or sometimes you just may simply never get to that point that you want to get to. It doesn't mean that you're not working towards it.
Yeah.
But as we can see, like with inflation, the goalposts move.
Yeah.
So what was good yesterday may not quite cut it today, or what was excess 2 days ago today might be bare minimum or might be slightly under.
Exactly.
Right?
And for those who are not slightly under, you can always come by www.watch4thehook.com. They got the Dreamers Tee. We got the Think About Things Differently, the red short sleeve. We got the Hook Got Me, But It Still Didn't Stop Me, green Wildland color t-shirt. We also got the Definition Hook tee, black, red, and white. You know, plastic. Watch for the hook. So come on by www.watch4thehook.com. Get into the swing of spring with us. Back to what Ms. Parker was saying. Lots of times, yes, people have to work a little bit harder than others.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't pretty. A lot of times, it won't even be seen.
Nope.
People just be like, oh man, we so glad y'all made it through.
Right.
And you be like, shit, you glad.
If you only knew.
Think how we feel.
Right.
Because we the ones over here looking at the bottom line and like, damn, where we go from here?
Right.
We're not the only business owners that think that. There are hundreds and thousands that are doing the same thing. Even just right now, we're in April. You know, there have been thousands of businesses that were in business January 1 of 2025. They're now out of business by now. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is.
And it wasn't even nothing that they probably even did wrong.
Nope.
It's just how the cycle has worked. What my wife talked about just a second ago, inflation, funds, access to capital has been cut drastically in this sector of small businesses with no relief in sight.
None.
It doesn't look like they're trying to send out the pontoon boats to get you out the floodwaters. They just like, you gonna have to sink or swim.
Yeah.
They don't give a damn if you make it or not.
Nope.
But the old dude tell him in Rocky IV, if he dies, he dies. I don't care.
Only you would remember that.
Man, that was cold. He took Apollo out. Live in America.
Mm-mm.
That was the thing song.
Mm-mm.
But yeah. But we just want, you know, people to understand just right now. If you are in the business or looking to try to start a business, access to capital is where you're going to start looking. Also, fix yourself on paper. You're just going to keep talking about that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a big thing. That's really a big thing. And I mean, there are some liabilities that you know, ultimately you can't really avoid. Like, if you're fortunate enough to be able to have a vehicle, that's a liability, but that's a needed, that's a necessary liability.
Yeah.
Now, is the issue. If your note is more than your check, man, that was an unnecessary.
What did you say?
Liability, you know? But your assets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should outweigh your liabilities.
Yes.
It just should, period. Just should.
Even if you ain't trying to go in business.
Right. If you're not trying to purchase anything, that to me, that just shows good spending habits. Good money management, right?
Yes.
That's what that shows to me.
What you say? You can't have $3,000-$4,000 coming in every month, $7,000-$8,000 going out.
No, that's not gonna work.
Exactly. So that tells you right there, something ain't right.
Yeah, something ain't right, brother.
Like, I think you taught me what the debt-to-income ratio.
DTI, yeah.
Should be, like, what, 30% or?
I can't remember the number. I think it's, like,
35%.
I can't remember that in my head.
Yeah. So, you know, your revolving debt should be 35% of what you bring in every month.
That's no more than, yeah.
No more than. But that's not your electric bill. Right?
No.
That's not your electric. No. That's not your gas.
That's not all your water. TV subscription services.
Yeah, that's not that. We talking about revolving monthly.
Personal loans, credit cards.
Car notes.
Yeah, vehicle notes, mortgages, any of that stuff. So yeah.
No more than 35% off top.
Yeah. Know?
Just try to keep yourself on the even keel.
Yeah.
But Ms. Parker, I really do appreciate you sitting down with me today. You know, and it is second week of April. We've had enough April showers to last us to May already.
No, to last us to next May.
I'm just letting you know. But, you know, we appreciate y'all tuning in once again on the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. The small business podcast for small business owners. Catch y'all next time.